Part 6, Chapter 3.
It had been a good hunt, and Johnny was going back to the compound. That morning, he had looked with sorrow at the dejected bearing of the two girls. What little they could do to clean up their squalid cage, they had done. They had tried to put on bright faces when he talked to them through the two barricades. Patty had come out of it a bit more, but she hadn't laughed when he told her she would marry the King of the Mountains. It was an old personal joke. She had suddenly burst into tears, and Chrissy, trying to comfort her, had begun to cry too. Something had to cheer them up, or at least keep them busy, Johnny thought. He got the horses, and with Windsplitter stepping out, had ridden away from the compound. Dancer and the third horse, named Old Pork, after his habit of grunting, trailed behind. Blodgett was better, but it would be some time before the wounded horse could run. Johnny was looking for deer. With venison to smoke and a hide to tan and strip, the girls would get their minds off their worries. Some of his own guilt and bitterness dimmed as he raced across the plain, Windsplitter eager, the other two pounding along behind. The wind had wiped some of his pessimism away. The illusion of freedom stimulated him. Perhaps there was hope. He had done better than one deer. He had come hammering into an arroyo and found himself within feet of antelope. And shortly after, one cleaned antelope was on the back of Old Pork. Not a half hour later, he had gotten his deer, a young buck. With both pack horses laden and trailing behind him, he was looking for kinnikinnick, a wild plant that gave good flavor to venison. It was really too early for the berries to form, but the leaves were good. His attention was drawn to a humming sound far behind him. He halted, examining the sky. There it was, a tiny dot getting bigger. It was heading either toward him or toward the compound. The horses had gotten used to machinery sounds, and there was not much to choose at the moment between the buzz overhead and the mutter of noise in the compound not 3 miles ahead of them. Johnny's curiosity turned to a feeling of unrest. Where was that object going? It was very low, not traveling very fast now. Suddenly he knew it was heading for him. There had been a row of planes in a field near the compound, 20 of them that Turl had ferried in and left in the open. This was one of them. It was about 100 feet up, almost stopped. The roar was making the horses nervous.
Yeah, yeah.
Johnny kicked Windsplitter ahead and started straight for the compound.